Tom is on the line to talk a little bit about dust collection. Tom, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Danny and Jill. Thanks for entertaining my question.
Absolutely. It's an interesting one, and we all either have a woodworking shop or many people would love to do so. But tell us what you're going through there.
Well, I'm putting together a small woodworking shop in my basement. It's roughly 12 feet by 14. And, of course, I've got some tools already in there, a table saw, a band saw. Oh, God, I got a few other things. But nevertheless, one of the things that I really need to address is dust control. And I'd like to be able to, well, put something together that makes sense. And I've been looking at the various different options out there. And boy, there's all a lot of different ones. I guess my biggest question is what is the biggest need? I'm thinking probably the biggest chip generators are probably the ones we should probably determine as far as the what capacities are needed and things like that.
Right. Well, I tell you what, I'm with my new place I'm building, I have a workshop that's completely finished as far as the walls and the floor and everything. And I'm about to do the same thing you're looking at, Tom, and figuring out how to control that dust in there, though I won't be doing big woodworking projects. I still will be using it a lot, but I've got the guy, and I know the guy that can explain everything about dust control, and it's my buddy Joe Truini, because Joe, you have dealt with this an awful lot over the years with all the different magazine articles, internet articles, and so forth that you've dealt with. Tom and I are listening intently on your advice.
Okay. All right. Well, Tom, you're right to try to address this before you get the shop all set up, because nothing worse than putting all your tools in place and getting and working there and then realizing I need a dust collection, because often it's going to be going behind these tools, and so you might have to build them off the wall a little bit. But as far as what creates the most dust, it's typically any kind of router or shaper, a miter saw or a radial arm saw for those people who still have radial arm saws, and of course a table saw. But at least with a table saw, it's typically getting blown straight down. It's a little easier to catch. With a miter saw, everything's getting blown off the back and it's going everywhere. It's coming out over the top of the blade and behind the saw. So usually there's a hood set up. But you mentioned you'd looked into some systems. Now, there are some DIY systems. In fact, if you go online, you'll probably find hundreds of them that you could make from PVC fittings and 5-gallon plastic buckets. And they work really well. And the best system would be anything that establishes a two-stage dust collection, meaning all the wood chips and dust go into the first stage, which collects all the larger chips, and then into the vacuum itself will go the smaller chips, because it works more efficiently, it doesn't clog up the filter. So that's the first thing you want to check. Have you looked, Tom, at any ready-made systems, any manufacturers that you're considering?
Oh, yes. There's all sorts of different dust collection systems. I guess what I'm looking at is probably the ones that can probably take out the least footprint.
Right.
One of the things I was looking at, Joel, is basically a shop vac, probably a larger capacity than what I have. But I was almost thinking of almost like a three-tier type job, basically where you set your table, your shop vac on the lower level,
right,
and then have a dust collector or a dust separator in there somewhere.
Yeah,
to get everything accomplished.
Well, that's exactly what you need. And the other thing you'll discover when you either buy a system or make one is you can buy all the fittings. Some of them are just standard fittings that you'd get, setting up any kind of PVC pipe. But they also make shop collection fittings like gates, these slide gates. Because what you want to do is you want to concentrate the pressure, the power of this vacuum. You want it sucking air from all the machines if you're only using one. So you close the gates to all the machines you're not using, and it delivers more power to the one machine you are, or two machines you are, whatever. And the other thing I would highly recommend is get a device that you plug your tools and your shop vac into, and it goes on and off automatically. So when you flip on, let's say, the table saw, the vacuum automatically comes on. And then when you turn the saw off, the vacuum runs for about 5 to 10 seconds, depending on the device, and it clears the line. This way, you're not flipping two or three switches every time you want to run the vacuum. So it's a little hard to describe the entire system, because I don't see your shop or your tools. But that's the basic way you want to set it up, with some kind of either clear plastic pipe that they sell with the systems, which is nice because if there's a clog, you can see it, or do a DIY system with a 5-gallon bucket. Get something. There's a thing called the Dust Deputy the company, I think it's Oneida, something like that, and it's designed to work with a, in conjunction with your existing shop vac to create that two-stage Dutch dust collection system.
That's a really remarkable concept there as far as being able to flip a switch and have everything either come on or go off.
Yeah, that's great.
I really like that idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, good, Tom. Will you get everything set up, get that dust under control, and start cranking out some beautiful pieces of wood out there?
That sounds super. Thanks for the opportunity, guys.
Hey, our pleasure, Tom. Have a great weekend. Thanks for being with us.
Sure. Thanks. You too. Bye.